Welcome to Digital Transformation Solutions for Industrial Machinery, a podcast forum featuring machinery industry experts discussing innovative solutions and their impact on modern machine manufacturing strategies. Each series is a discussion on the latest technology, supporting companies to perform at the optimum and competitive level in the machinery industry. Here's your host, Bill Butcher.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Siemens Digital Industry Software Podcast Series on Digital Part Production, brought to you by the Siemens Digital Thought Leadership Team. I'd like to welcome everyone back to the podcast series. Joining me again today is Rahul Garg, and Rahul is on our first session. And then joining me today is a new member, Sashko Karsiski. Sashko leads the marketing efforts for Siemens Part Manufacturing Software Portfolio. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me today. Well, let me do a quick recap for our listeners then. In our last podcast, we talked about the evolution of technology within the machinery industry and the key trends that continue to shape the industry. We also introduced the concept of digital part production at a high level, where Rahul had brought up three key themes that are necessary to thrive in today's highly competitive part production market. Let me recap those quickly for you guys. Highly automated CAM. Rahul, you talked about how highly automated CAM allows OEMs and component suppliers to automate programming and optimize the machine processes to deliver consistent results. You also mentioned synchronized part production, which increases operational efficiency by using design 3D models to simulate machine parts. It also allows teams to improve part quality and speed and the time from order to production by synchronizing the quality plans at critical points in the production processes, all while automating the planning process. And also additive manufacturing. Additive manufacturing can be used to create new generations of products with complex geometries that would be difficult or impossible even to achieve with traditional manufacturing methods. But in this session, we're going to take a deeper dive and focus the conversation around one of those differentiators and one of those themes, which is highly automated CAM. Sashko, before we dive into specifics, let's just take a step back and start from the beginning. Can you just do a quick explanation of what is CAM?
Sure, Bill, and thanks for inviting me. I'm always excited to talk about manufacturing, that it's going through some profound transformation. We're all witnessing these new breakthrough technologies that are changing how we are making parts and assemble these next generation products. There are so many exciting topics that we can talk about, but today we'll focus on one of the fundamental technologies, and that's CAM, spelled C-A-M, which stands for computer-aided manufacturing. Part manufacturers use CAM software to program CNC machine tools and robots in order to perform machining operations using the 3D model of the component being made. There are many different machining methods, such as milling and turning, wire EDM, and many others. In different machines, sometimes very specialized, highly sophisticated machines are used for these applications. Defining the machining operations in CAM software is referred to as NC programming, and it is one of the critical steps in the production process. It's critical because it links and connects the manufacturing, engineering, and production. Basically, it transforms the digital designs into real products. So the NC programming impacts the overall efficiency of many manufacturers. Number one, it affects how much time and effort spent on generating programs for your CNC machines. Then it ensures creating advanced operations to accelerate the machining processes. It should ensure to, or it should enable you to avoid errors in production. And lastly, and maybe most importantly, it maximizes the resource utilization. Because remember, these machines are very expensive and companies make huge capital investments. So all these steps that I just mentioned are directly impacted by the CAM software. And in turn, they affect the bottom line of manufacturers, both small part suppliers and large multinational OEMs.
Okay, that's great. That's a great explanation. And thanks for sharing that, Sashko. So, you know, we started at CAM level. So what's the difference between CAM and highly automated CAM? And why is that important to the industrial machinery industry?
Yes. So highly automated CAM solution allow companies, manufacturers, whether it's an OEM or part supplier, to automate the NC programming step. I was thinking, what's the best way to explain it? So I will use a real example here. Here on my desk, I have a machinery component. It's a conveyor bracket for a bottling machine. So this part has more than 50 features like holes, pockets, chamfers, slots, etc. To completely machine this part, you would need close to 40 machining operations, including roughing, finishing, drilling, and many other operations. Traditionally, the NC programmer would need to manually select each of these features to create the machining operations. For a part like this, which is, I would say, medium complexity, it can take hours to program it. And this is only one component of this machine that we just mentioned. So if you do the math, if you're talking about hundreds of these components, you can understand the time commitment. On the other side, modern CAM systems enables you to automatically recognize and program the entire part. And this is called feature-based machining. For in this case, it takes less than 4 minutes to define the complete machining process. The system analyzes the part, finds the features, picks the right cutting tools, and creates complete machine processes. This is huge time savings. And it's not only saves time, but it also delivers consistencies. Modern CAM systems also provide additional ways to automate these processes. For example, using specialized operations to minimize input, or capturing and reusing the company expertise so that you have standardized processes. So you can see the benefits of automating the NC programming using advanced CAM are huge. And that's the power of highly automated CAM systems.
So Sashko, before I give you a little break here and go to Rahul, I just want to go back to something you just referenced there, and that's automation. You know, we're constantly hearing how factories and plants around the world are looking at how digital transformation can help them, you know, innovate in response to changing customer demands and including the adoption of new technology. So let's talk a little bit more about that. What do you see as the main operational goals for machine manufacturers today?
Simply put, manufacturers need to deliver better components or products faster to the market, right? They need to compress the manufacturing lead time. And for example, when we recently did a survey of part manufacturers, almost 60% of the respondents identified that shortening the time to market as their main goal. So in order to reduce this production lead time, manufacturers have very common operation goals, again, across the spectrum from small to medium all the way to the largest enterprises. They all try to reduce the planning or the programming time. At the same time, they want to accelerate the machining in order to increase the throughput. They strive to standardize the processes to achieve the required quality and at the same time control the production costs. So these are some of the operational goals that we see in almost any part manufacturer.
Thanks, Sashko. So Rahul, I'm going to shift over to you now. How do the operational goals for machine manufacturers that Sashko just talked about align with the reality of current manufacturing processes or current digital transformations that you're seeing in the industry today?
Great, great question, Bill. So first of all, Sashko, I think very good introduction, good examples of what we mean by highly automated CAM so that it really helps someone understand the value that we can bring to a part manufacturing company. Now, when you look at an industrial machinery company, right, that is responsible for developing many complex and customized machines, these machines, they require components with more challenging geometry parts that need very tight tolerances, lot sizes of components that are decreasing because the customers, they require a wider scope of parts or the machines have to be highly configured. It's not possible to create one design and make thousands or hundreds of parts of that. You need to be thinking about how to get the best possible part with the best, highest possible tolerance, and you may be making just one of or a few of them. So this is true even while machinery companies are building modularized machines and that are more suited for multiple use cases. So to support these goals, many OEMs and part suppliers, the suppliers to the machine builders, they rely on separate software systems typically to drive each step of the process. Sashko mentioned some of the process steps that the companies typically go through, right? So for building these parts, either in-house or through some machine shop that they have outsourced the manufacturing to, they rely upon different tools to help them in that process. And these standalone applications, starting from the CAD software, which was used to design the original part, to the CAM software, which is used to do that machining, that Sashko referenced, That machining software eventually feeds into some CNC machine. And then eventually when the part comes out, you have some CMM software to help you measure the quality of that part. Now, in many cases, I should say, there are different software providers. Each time a copy or interpretation of that data is created, takes a lot of effort to make sure that that interpretation is accurate. When you are going from one software application to another software application, you have to make sure that all the information is carried over without anything getting lost in translation. So maintaining that connectivity to the original design is almost impossible unless everything is all well connected in terms of the software applications. So typically, as a result, customers do a lot of translations and errors get introduced in those translations. And when errors get introduced, operators have to spend a lot of time fixing those errors. And those errors or those translations, those challenges get further compounded when there is a change or a revision introduced. It becomes a monumental task to go figure out what the changes were and then tracking the original files and the updated files. It results in a high amount of scrap and delays in the end products to be given to the final assembly process.
In the context of digital part production, how does highly automated CAM processes help machine OEMs and their suppliers achieve their digitalization goals then?
I think a great question here again, Bill. So when you look at the equipment manufacturers and the machine builders and their supply chain, right, that are tasked with the manufacturing parts and components for machine builders, for both these organizations, the functionality on the shop floor is critical. Parts must be built quickly while ensuring the highest quality and making sure that they are meeting the highest tolerance and precision needs. Of course, while maximizing their production throughput and the production capacity. So standalone CAM, CAD, and CMM systems are a first step towards that digitalization journey. But this does not optimize the insights in a way that can be used to improve the process and procedures for a stronger ROI. So, for example, some companies are using advanced design tools to include PMI, product part manufacturing information in their 3D models. But unless the downstream applications can use them, they will not be able to take full advantage of this. So that's where a highly automated CAM solution that Sashko spoke about does two things. Number one, it helps eliminate some of those translation errors. And number two, it helps ensure that the programming that you're trying to do to feed the NC machine can be done in the fastest possible way and can be done in the most reliable, repeatable way.
Yeah, so I think you brought up a couple of really good points there. So Sashko, when we talk about digitalization or digital twin, you know, Rahul just referenced, it's not just the process that's connected. It's also the collaboration between these multiple teams and disciplines. How does digital part production leverage automation? You spoke about that a little bit earlier. To support other areas of manufacturing, including improved part quality?
Yes, a good question, Bill. For example, you mentioned part quality. Part quality is one of the key requirements for part manufacturers to stay competitive. It's expected from them to deliver the quality requested. So that's the expectation today. And here we can see the role of having an accurate digital twin and how critical it is in achieving this quality. For example, when you have a digital twin of your machine setup as you program in your CAM system, it helps you optimize and validate the machining process early in the process as you program the job. This helps you with many things, including it ensures that you can avoid errors in production, which can be very costly. It helps you achieve first-time yields in the 90 percentile, basically virtually eliminate waste on the shop floor. Additional benefits of using an accurate digital twin in your CAM system, basically digital twin of your machine setup, include faster setup and maximize the machine uptime of this expensive machinery. Talking about digital twin and digital thread, using the digital thread basically can connect all the key stakeholders. And Rahul mentioned about connecting the different domains like CAD and CAM. So this can unify the entire production process. And for this, we leverage something that we call associativity. And we refer to the associativity to the original 3D part model. And this is very, very, very important. So to have one consistent data across the entire process and to use one unified technology, because this allows you to get to a new level of flexibility. For example, often we have design changes. And when you have a true associativity, all the downstream applications from design downstream, such as CAM or CMM inspection, are notified automatically. So all the toolpaths, all the inspection paths can quickly get updated. Also, another benefit of the associativity is not only when we have design changes, but when we have process changes. For example, when a certain CNC machine is not available and you need to move that particular machining process to a different machine, when you have these digital threads, when it's all connected, this change will propagate all the way back to the CAM system, so you can quickly recalculate the machining operations based on this new machine tool. So this connectivity between the systems, the machines, and the people enables another level of automation. It automates the entire end-to-end process. And earlier we talked about automating the NC programming, but here we can see that with integrated or unified technology, you can achieve high level of automation. You can automate the entire manufacturing process. So we can see that the digitalization enables automation of each production step, but it also helps you to automate the complete production processes.
So Rahul, Sashko brought up some good points, you know, when you talked about complete production processes and automating the entire process. And I assume that's true for all technologies, right? Even the emerging technologies we're seeing, everybody talks about additive today. I mean, is this applicable here as well?
Oh, absolutely, Bill. Additive is actually an important transformational technology for part manufacturing. Additive has been thought about from a capability to be used for prototype parts, and now it's getting used more and more. But now additive is finding its ways in production parts as well, especially when we spoke about earlier, right, where customers are needing to build small lot size parts. Additive becomes a great alternative. And customers are looking to create new innovative designs that were perhaps not possible in the past. Additive is a great alternative. It allows you to make parts that required in the past multiple assemblies. You can make that all as one part now. So when you reduce the number of parts, you reduce the potential failure points, and you reduce the number of breakage points, right? So all those are great advantages that additive can bring to the table. And the early adopters can differentiate themselves by reducing part complexity.
Sure. Yeah, it makes sense. Makes complete sense. I'm thinking back to our first session where you had referenced that the digital part production approach or strategy can be leveraged by both suppliers and OEMs. By chance, do you have any examples of customers, either a supplier or an OEM, that has embraced this digital part production as a strategy? And if so, what kind of efficiencies they've achieved?
Yeah, one of the customers I can think of is a company in Netherlands. They are a manufacturer of very high precision bearings and motion control systems, positioning stages, and that basically they supply to high-end semiconductor and medical device and other machine tool industries as well. When there are certain heavy parts weighing anywhere from 200 to 500 kilograms and even 1,000 kilograms, but requiring precision of micron movements, these require very high precision bearing movements, and that's what PM Bearings makes. This company was founded in 1966 and is a market leader in this space now. But they were facing significant challenges driven by their end customers, where they needed to make sure that the products are launched faster, continue to drive more higher dimensional accuracy for the motion systems that they were building. More customized bearings, right, and motion systems that their end customers were looking to have delivered to them. And even looking at exotic materials like ceramics to reduce the overall weight of the movement. Eventually looking to even become a more complete system supplier as opposed to just a component supplier. So those are some of the challenges they were facing. And by taking on this approach of digitalizing their part manufacturing process, the whole digital part production from design and simulation to machining and system and then the system assembly. It provided them access to the latest product information at each stage of the process. It really fostered collaboration between the designers, the analysts, the production shop floor engineers, all making sure that they are fully connected at any point in time, were able to read data from different CAD systems as well, and then make sure that it can be visualized across their entire organization, and leveraging some of the capabilities around the advanced and automated CAM software that Sashko spoke about.
Sashko, how about from the OEM's perspective? Do we have any examples that come to mind so we can complete the circle for our listeners?
Sure, yes. We have one great example. The company is called ASM Pacific Technology. And ASM is one of the world's largest suppliers of semiconductor and electronics equipment. They have a global operation with multiple R&D and production plants across Asia and Europe. Disconnected software systems that they used before and the geographical separation between their facilities caused or created significant gaps between their design, development, and production activities. Since the 3D data of the machinery components transferred to the factories lacked the complete product information, the production didn't capture the design intent. This made it difficult for the data to flow easily between design and manufacturing. So ASM realized that they need to integrate product development and manufacturing. And for that reason, they deployed the Siemens software, in this case, NX software. And the most immediate benefit of applying this software is the automation enabled by the feature-based machining. In the very beginning, I talked about automation, the NC programming automation using feature-based machining. But this company took it to another level. So in this case, the automatic recognition of the machining features is driven by the product and manufacturing information, or PMI, that Raul also mentioned earlier. And this PMI can include tolerances and surface machining precision that get attached to the 3D models by product development. So depending on the recognized features and the associated PMI data, NX software automatically creates the best and optimized machining methods, and it picks the right tools to manufacture the entire part that can have dozens or hundreds of features. With the feature-based machining, this global manufacturer reduced NC programming time of complex parts by up to 91%. And they were able to standardize the machining operations, improving the repeatability of the manufacturing processes. And I would just touch on the part quality, because we also mentioned part quality before. Part quality is another focus for ASM, considering the precision of these machines that they make. So using the integrated simulation in NX, they were able to practically eliminate errors on the shop floor and improve part quality. At the same time, instead of conducting tests on physical machine tools, their engineers use a digital twin of their complete manufacturing process to validate the NC programs, ensuring the first-time success of the machining operations. So this combination of high level of programming automation, end-to-end connectivity, and virtual validation of machining processes enables MS to improve the overall production efficiency by 70%. So huge improvements in terms of efficiency and productivity.
From my perspective, it's easy to see the value that part manufacturers can achieve by taking advantage of the continuous thread of information from engineering through manufacturing, planning, and execution to ensure optimized schedules, control, traceability, and quality. And I think both those examples highlighted that very, very well. I want to thank you both, Rahul and Sashko, for your comments and insights shared today on this podcast on highly automated CAM processes. Really appreciate the time you took and the responses that you gave. I hope you all join us again as we continue to review the digital part production solution for industrial machinery. In our next podcast, we will be taking a deeper dive into the topic of synchronized part manufacturing and why it's so important for the industrial machinery industry to design, simulate, and machine parts in one environment. Until then, this is Bill Butcher saying thank you for joining us.
Thanks for listening to the Digital Transformation Solutions for Industrial Machinery podcast. This episode was brought to you by Siemens Digital Industry Software. Listen anywhere you get your podcasts, and please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast if you enjoy it. We'll catch you next time.